Ois Chovov in the Maamar B'Tochen. Really, we're holding by Chav Zayin. It's a continuation of Chovov. Some people put it together, actually. That the Beit Halevi says that the Te'elis of B'Tochen, aside from being a mitzvah in and of itself, it also saves a person from Kamei Gufei Averis. The one that he's discussing right now is Chanufo. You could probably say most of the Inyan of B'Nadal HaVeri could be somebody that is B'Tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be saved from the Inyan, saved from the Isurim, saved from the being over Averis. Oid Isa is continuing about Chanufa, which he says basically somebody is B'Tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he's going to continue to say in Chav Ches. Somebody is B'Tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows that everything is from the B'nai Shalom, then, and nothing's going to happen to him if it's not supposed to happen, then he's not going to be machnif, he's not going to flatter anybody, certainly not Rishoyim, because he doesn't stand anything to gain. The reason why somebody is chonif somebody else is because he hopes to gain from them something. Either he's too scared to say something, what's going to happen if I do, or he wants to get something from the person. The person has B'tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows he's going to get what he's supposed to get, regardless of the chanufa, whether he's machnif or not. Or maybe if he's machnif, then he'll lose it, as he said earlier. But it's coming straight from the Rebbeinu Shalom, therefore there's no reason for chanufa or to be moineya from being moichia of somebody. As the Chavis Lavovitz himself discusses this issue as well. Says, don't hold back from being mechir somebody because you're scared you're going to lose some sort of teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you whatever you're supposed to get. Oid Isa says the Beis Halevi. Oid Isa kol adam sheish bei chanufa. The Gemara Soita says kol adam sheish bei chanufa filu ubrin shemei iman mekala neisei. Somebody that has chanufa, even the fetuses in the mother's wombs are mekal, this person. Shenemar oimer letzadik L'Rosh HaTzadik Ato, Yikuvu Amim Yizamu L'Umim. Somebody that says to Rosh, you're a Tzadik, then the nations will curse him, Yizamu L'Umim. L'Umim usually is referred to as also another word, synonym for nations, but we see it used in conjunction with a fetus, L'Oim L'Oim Yimotz, it says by Yaakov and Esav. And therefore, Yizamu L'Umim, the L'Umim, the fetuses, will also be upset at him and curse him. Not clear exactly what the nekuda of ubrim shemei iman mekalanei say. What's that nekuda? So they bring down on the bottom that it says that the teva of somebody that is machnif to ke teva achenaf leo v'takov lisna machlekes says ba'avoyin sinas chinam ishte shalodim apelas nefalim. So it says that because of sinas chinu, a person's wife, Rachman Atzlan, could be mapa nefalim. Now, somebody that's machnif, he's kilu trying to prevent machlekes, sinas chinu. He's always good. Live and let live. Everybody's good. Everybody's great. Don't tell me what to do if they're not supposed to be doing it. Be machnif to the wrong person. So you think that the ubrim would be very happy because the ubrim will now be born because there's not going to be any sinas chinu. So he says, no, even the ubrim that lechor stand to gain from this person is being machnef other people. Nevertheless, they're also makalal him. No, that's not the way to get out of sinu. V'amar Rebbe kol adam sheish b'chanufa neifu b'gehenim. Shnemar hoi hoi mim l'ra tov l'tov ra. People that say to those that are rishoyim tov that they're machnef them. Samim choshech l'or v'or l'choshech. They're switching around the good from the bad. Samim mar l'masik masik l'mar. The dark becomes light, the light becomes dark. Sweet, sour, sweet. L'chein, the Hemshech says, if you psukim later, ke'achol kash l'shoin ish. L'chashash l'avo yirpeh, shirasham, kamak yeh, opirchom kavak yeh aleh. These people, ke'achol kash l'shoin ish, they will be similar to a flame of fire that eats up, consumes the kash, the straw, and that's the Hemshech of the Pasuk also, the stubble that's growing in the ground will start shriveling up because of the fire. That will be these people that are machnif. They're going to be noifel b'gehenim like the l'shoin eish. V'amir b'lozer kol machnif l'rosh l'seif noifel b'yodei. V'amir b'lozer kol edish yish b'chanufa musik enido. So somebody that's machnif for shoyim, not only is going to, a person thinks that he stands to gain from the rasha. This is exactly fakir. The person that is machnif the rasha, at the end of the day, is going to fall into the rasha's hands. And Rav Lozer says kol edish yish b'chanufa musik enido. Any community that has chanufa in it, that they're machnif, is mu'usa kenida, shenemer ki adas chanef galmud. The Eda, the community of somebody who's machnif, is galmud, is like alone, is distance. Veish ochla ohal eishaychan. So too, like an Eda, she's distance. V'omer v'lazik ol eidish ish b'chanufa l'sef goylo. Gamasecha Shabbos is so. Another thing it says, not exactly clear, the understanding lechura that Chanufa is considered Nivol Peh. Kol HaManavol Piv Ma'amikin LeGehenim. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Afilu Shemeh V'Sheisik. Shnemer Zuma Hashem Yipol Sham. Somebody has Manavol Piv, then Ma'amikin LeGehenim. He gets in the depths of the Gehenim. He goes into the depths of the Gehenim. And lechura Manavol Piv is not just Nivol, what we refer to as Nivol Peh. Anything Diburim Ha'asurim is included in Nivol Peh. Chanufa as well. Afilu Shemeh V'Sheisik is also gets the same thing for not being Meiche. He's Nitfas as well. But somebody that's boitech will be saved from all these klolis and all these terrible things. Because he's not afraid of a human being. He said, my body I gave over lamakim to people that are going to hit me. And my cheek I bent to people that will pluck my hair out. I didn't hide my face from being embarrassed and from people spitting at me. Hashem Elikim Yazali Alkin Lilichlomti Alkin Samti Panika Halamish Vedakalevish. I told Klal Yisrael exactly what's going to happen. Bet Hamakadosh Baruch Hu told him already at the beginning that people are not going to be so happy to listen to everything that he says. But that's exactly he went. He says, "I'm B'teich Hamakadosh Baruch Hu," and that's it. I'm going to tell them exactly what they have to hear, and they're not going to be happy. And they weren't happy at all to hear what Yishaya said. They were very much not happy to hear what Yishaya said about the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. What do you mean? The Kadosh Baruch Hu is here. We have a Beis Hamikdash. What are you talking? What are you hacking? Stop. And he was hurt because of it. He had a lot of suffering because of it. But nevertheless, he realized that it's all from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and I have nothing to worry about. People, I'm not going to get anything more than the Ribbono Shel Olam wants me to get. Unless it's a scenario where it's Bari Hezekah. If a person is going to be Mechiah of somebody, then it's pretty certain that he's going to get a Hezek. Kedisim in Adarim. Nafshcha Yitzalta. That was the story with Ulo. Ulo was coming to Eretz Yisrael. With two Bnei Chayzo. And one of them, Kom Chad V'Shachtel Chavri. One of them shechted his friend. And then he pulled back the head and he showed his Ulo and he says, I did a good job. So he said, yeah, Mamish, awesome. Just be Pareh the Beis HaShchita. Should Mamish finish it off. Then it should be perfect. So he came to Eretz Yisrael and he told the Birchon, he says, was I just Messiah the Eretz Yisrael? He says, no, Nafshecha Yitzalta, you saved your life. Because had you not been maskim to what he was doing, had you not been machnefim kilu and say, tell him that he did a good job, then he would have continued with you. So it's good that you said, that means that in a massive where it's a sakana, it's a clear sakana, then a person shouldn't be moicheach and say, oh, the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to save me. Why? Latam, why not? Lamaisa, why not? Lamaisa, Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to do anything to you if it's not supposed to happen. So even if it's Bar Yezeka, then it shouldn't be. Like we said before, because if it's Bar Hezekah, something which is pretty certain that Hezekah is going to happen, it could very well be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to save you, Mishum HaBechira. Because of Bechira. What does it mean, because of Bechira? So it's really, I think it could be explained two ways, and I think they're really one way. Someone explained like this, one explained like that, but I think that they're both really the same thing. Mishum HaBechira means either, like the Aruch Haim HaKadosh says, famous Aruch Haim HaKadosh, that says that the reason why Yosef threw his brothers into the bar, and they didn't kill him, is because they said that a Baal Bechira, Aruch Haim HaKadosh says, a Baal Bechira, could do something even connected the Ratzon, even connected what was Nigzar on the person. So we'll throw him into a bar, that's Nachashim HaKavim, and that nothing will happen to him if it's not supposed to happen to him. So it sounds like if it's Bari Hezekah, then don't start up with a human being because he could do something that's going to cause the person to die, even if he's not supposed to die. That's what it sounds like. Now, what is that Aruch Haim HaKadosh supposed to mean? What does it mean that a person could do connected to Bechir HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the other pshat is, and I think this really answers this, and that is that Mishum HaBechir means that if it's Bari Hezekah, then it's a bigger, there's a necessity for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do a bigger nate to save the person. That means, by Ula, had Ula been saved, had Ula said, what are you doing? You're shechting him? Don't you know this one of the Saras Adibra? What do you think you're doing? Had a Kodesh Baruch Hu saved him in such a situation, that would have been a nace goli. That would have been a nace. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu, for a person, a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't do stam nisim. Because if a Kodesh Baruch Hu does a nace, then it takes away from a person's Bechiro. That's what it means, Mishuma Bechiro. Now, the two things are really Tali Zebazah. And that is that, they bring it down on the bottom, I heard from other people, this is a pshat as well, that, that's what Aruch Haim HaKadosh meant. Rav Chaim HaKadosh meant when he says a Baal Bechira could do things that weren't nigzer, means that it's more of a matzav of sakana. In other words, like the same way that a person is not supposed to walk underneath a wall which is about and might fall down because he's putting himself in the matzav of sakana and needs more zechuyos to be able to be saved. And maybe in a regular day he would have been saved, but because he did this matzav of sakana, he needs more zechuyos and he's not going to be saved. Same thing, if a person is bari hezeka, a person is starting up with another human being, and they are a Baal Bechira, and they could really hurt this person, then the person needs more zechuyos to be saved. So therefore, even if in a general day he would have been saved, but if he puts himself into a matziv, where it's a matziv of sakana, then he needs more zechuyos to be saved. And therefore, it's better to stay away from such people. If it's bari hezeka, stay away from such people, it's going to be... he's a Baal Bechira, and it's going to take away from your Bechira if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do a big nes to save you from this person. So that's the first thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that B'Yitochan helps the person from, B'Nezim L'Chaver, is Chanufa. Gami Natsala B'Teyach Mi'akin, he continues in Choftet. He also will be saved from jealousy. Asher Kosova Lov Rekav Atzom Iskino. As it says that a person's bones rot because of Kino. And the Gemara says, the Gemara tells the story, and the Aruch HaTzadikim says that certainly with anybody, a person that is not jealous of another person, his body will stay intact after he dies. His bones will not rot. That's the Gemara says, the stories of that Gemara and Shabbos. But that's what they say that there were stories, even Bezmaninu, they have stories of such things. But I got a song, nice pshat, but I'm from Volben, they sure, he says that Rekav Atzom Iskino, then it means Atzomis is your Atmias, is your essence, your Milas. The Rekav Atzomis, you're going to cause your own Atmias, your own Milas, to rot because of your Kinnah. When you're always focusing on somebody else, then you're never focusing on your own Milas. This person has this Milas, that person has that Milas, this person has other Milas. You're never able to cultivate your own Milas to be able to Kodesh Baruch Hu the way they're supposed to be able to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're always looking at, read the famous story with Naftali Amsterdam, that he told me so, Salanter, says Rebbe, with your Kishrin. And you say to the Sherish Havaridas, he says with the Shagas Aries, if I would have the Shagas Aries Kishrin, I would have the Rebbe's Midas, and I would have the hearts of the Yisrael Sherish Havaridas, then I would be able to be an Emes Amid Hashem. And Rizal said, Nene, Naftali, Medina hearts, Medina Midas, Medina Kishrin, that's in other words, it's Fakert. The way for you to be a Amid Hashem is with your own. The chiddush is not to chap somebody else's. That's not what your avodah is. Your avodah is to use your own, and that to become the biggest person you could become. After a person has complete bitachon on the Ribono Shel Olam, that whatever happens is letevasei. Shuv ein makom lekino. There's no makom for kino. K'moy shle Yisrael machoel al harefe asher nosan leisam zeh lechaver sam acher. Yan ke harefe makir teva kol ech bechoyim. V'neshan kol echad sam atzarech leifuasei. Imagine somebody comes and he says, I don't understand. That guy who gave something, you gave him medicine, it tastes good. You gave me something else, you gave me medicine, it doesn't taste as good. What is this business? You just, you like him better than me? No, I'm afraid, I'm sorry, they didn't put in the sugar into your medicine, but you need something else. The doctor knows exactly what you need, and he gives you, he hands out according to the needs. So too, because Kodesh Baruch Hu knows this better than we know ourselves. And he's telling you, this is what's best for you. So you're looking at somebody else, you don't want that medicine. You're gonna somebody that takes that medicine is going to be... causes demise. In addition to kino and chanufa, all the averis ben adam l'chaver ben yani moment, k'moy gezel, v'ino, v'anshin shomidus v'ribit, all the different things that have to do with interpersonal relationships of monetary interpersonal relationships are going to be, you're going to be saved from it. You're not going to try to cheat anybody. You're not going to cause. You're not going to sell it for more. You're not going to. Gam rachikim in midas. The Chofetz Chaim opened the, had a store, Kiyodua, he had a store, and he would close the store as soon as he had enough parnasa so that the other storekeepers would be able to make enough money. Now, any time that it was choshish, that maybe he was overcharging, in other words, the produce wasn't 100%, so he would take it away. He would either show the people, and they would, if you ever go to a store, maybe it's the Arabs that do it, I'm not saying that, but if you ever go to the standard store, all the fruit looked beautiful. You pick it up, and on the other side, it's brown, sometimes, not uncommon. They put the side which looks nice on the top. The Chofetz Chaim would do the opposite. You sure? Did you see this? You saw that? The other thing before you bought it, anything which is not 100%, you wouldn't sell. So Ramela, a person would think that that's it. He's going to ruin his business. Well, the Maisa, since he was so honest, everybody would come. So he started. People would come to the store and they wouldn't shop anywhere else. So slowly put it down to 3 hours. You would open this door for 3 hours, for 2 hours, for an hour. Just to mamish that, and but everybody would wait for that 1 hour, and then pull into the store to buy, because they knew that you're buying by the Chofetz Chaim, you can get 100%. The Chofetz Chaim wasn't worried. I was v'zayim mit parnaso. He wasn't worried about it. Wasn't a chashash b'chlam. Gam archikim in midas akilois. It also will distance a person from being stingy. Hamaguna, which is a despicable midah. It makes him generous. Because he knows that all of the money comes to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so then it's not my money, you're taking my money, what rights do you have? It's all from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam is giving the money to give out. The Ribbono Shel Olam is giving to. Now he goes to meet this Ben Adam Lamakim. Not just Ben Adam Lachaviri. Ben Adam Lamakim, it brings to Avas Hashem, Dveikis Boy. If a person is always being makir, then whatever happens is the Ribbono Shel Olam. So whatever happens over the course of the day, his mind is always, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's constantly being davek in the Ribbono Shel Olam. So not only, I'll leave the last paragraph for Bezo Hashem. Not only does it save a person from Bein Adam LaChaviri, but even Bein Adam LaMokim, it helps a person reach the highest dargis of Avas Hashem and Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Working on bitachon gets him to the greatest places that a yid could fathom to reach.